The Roman Agora of Dion. As the visitor passes through the southern gate of the fortified city of Dion, the first urban block they encounter also constitutes the core of public life, the Roman Agora, or Forum. The Roman Agora occupied nearly the northern half of this block. Along with the shops, the Great Thermae, and the Odeum, they constitute a single complex constructed in the early 3rd century CE. At the centre of the Agora complex dominates a large rectangular square with dimensions of 58 by 45 metres. The square is paved with stone slabs and is bordered on three sides, north, south and west, by a continuous P-shaped stoa, porticus. This stoa, with a width of approximately 5.5 metres and a height of at least 6 metres, formed a uniform and imposing façade with 52 columns. The eastern side of the square was closed off by an elongated three-aisled building with an open colonnade facing towards the open space. This building has been identified as a Roman basilica, that is, a space for commercial purposes and banking transactions. The basilica, on its southern part, has direct access to a spacious chamber, curia, where the decuriones, the council members of Dion, conferred. On the eastern façade of the basilica, the one facing the main street, the monument of the shields, a frieze adorned with relief panels, representing shields and cuirass, is incorporated in secondary use. This frieze originates from an earlier monument, probably dating back to the late 4th century BCE, and fits harmoniously into the new public space, giving it historical depth. On the western side of the agora stands a monumental rectangular single-room building, which has been interpreted as a sebastion, a temple dedicated to the worship of Roman emperors. Behind the south stoa of the agora stands a building, likely of public function, consisting of a central hall with a bench in its interior and two elongated chambers to the left and right. Small chambers at the ends facilitated communication with the Great Thermae while ensuring control of the access to the agora. While the main entrance to the agora has not yet been located, it is considered likely that it was monumental in form, as evidenced by similar examples in the Roman province of Macedonia. During late antiquity, the functions of the Forum changed significantly. Its political and administrative character gradually declines as economic and social life changes. The public space is now occupied by ceramic workshop facilities. Three ceramic kilns, likely in use until the late 6th century CE, indicate the space was used as a centre for craft production. Through the architectural remains of the Roman Agora in Dion emerges the image of an organised and multifunctional public space, which reflects the historical, political, and economic transformations of an entire era.